It's now up to California voters to decide whether the state should redraw its congressional maps in response to Texas Republicans' plans to redraw Texas maps at the request of President Donald Trump. Governor Gavin Newsom, flanked by Democratic lawmakers, signed the Election Rigging Response Act Thursday afternoon.
We'll be the first state in U.S. history to, in the most democratic way, submit to the people of our state the ability to determine their own maps. That simply has not been done.
Newsom says the reason for the measure was President Donald Trump's call for 5 more Republican congressional seats in Texas, which is holding a special session to accede to the president's request.
Can't win by playing by traditional sets of rules. He plays by no rules. I remind you all the time, it's not the rule of law, it's the rule of Don. And we're standing up to that. We're responding to that. They fired the first shot, Texas. We wouldn't be here had Texas not done what they just did. Donald Trump didn't do what he just did.
The legislation includes a state constitutional amendment, along with 2 bills setting up a special election and the map proposal. The package was passed by the state Senate and Assembly in party-line votes. In the Senate debate, Republican Stephen Choi of Orange County said the legislation is not about fairness or protecting democracy. It's just a partisan power grab.
If Texas was a bad actor, are you supposed to follow the bad actor? If somebody runs through a red light or kills somebody, you do the same thing? I mean, that's exactly what we are trying to do. And that's a model for Texas. It's a model we're going to follow, whatever Texas does. If you say that that action is wrong, just let's don't do that. Isn't it more common sense?
On the other side of the aisle, Assembly Majority Leader Cecilia Aguiar-Curry called the legislation a reasonable and rational response to the anti-democratic actions of the Republican Party.
Unlike Texas's actions, the decision to approve the temporary maps outlined in this bill will ultimately be in the hands of California voters. This bill gives voters a choice to keep the current districts or adopt maps to counter the actions of MAGA extremists in Texas who are obediently working to tip the scales for President Trump.
With the legislation now signed, it's on to the campaign to win over voters in a November special election. Governor Newsom urges people to open your eyes to what is going on in the United States of America in 2025.
We'll be transitioning, and I'll close, from this process that has unfolded over the course of the last few weeks to the campaign after I sign these 2 pieces of legislation establishing a special session and the maps. I also will be signing a proclamation on November 4th, the people of the state of California, in a transparent and, as Speaker and Pro Tem said, temporary and democratic way, will have the opportunity to determine their fate in our collective future.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.